Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Iggy.
Good afternoon. Our beautiful sirens in the background.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
I had my window open so I could get the fresh air, and I was like, well, I'll close it until the siren's done, and we'll do a little, I don't know about you, but I could use some meditation, so let's tap in and close our eyes if it feels comfortable. Some people like to just kind of gaze forward. Some people like to keep their eyes open, whatever feels good. Get in a relaxed position if possible, and let's check in. We'll start with our root chakra, checking into, you know, what our base of our spine feels like, our hips, our stomach. Just noticing, like a stomach would be up a little further, but so we do base of spine, reproductive organs, checking in with the lymph nodes and our sense of safety and how that's been up, survival, safety, just noticing where you're at there. And with a nice breath, sinking even deeper into your chair, if you're able to lay down, sinking even deeper into the floor of the earth. Connecting into the Great Mother, the one that supplies us with food, nourishment, oxygen, cares for us. Nice. And then let's move up to our stomach, kidney, liver, intestines, all the organs in our second chakra. And just notice where they're at today. How are you digesting and processing life? Hopefully, if you've been in the past a little bit, or maybe in the future, we could come back to this moment. And if it feels good, just rub your belly and let it know you're here in the moment and that you're feeling what you're feeling. And bring those feelings back to the present moment rather than the past or the future projections. And take a nice breath and relax into the second chakra. And then let's go up to our diaphragm. Third chakra, our sense of power, our sense of identity in the world. Maybe you've been noticing how that's shifting every day and how old beliefs of who you are and your place in the world is shifting and changing moment by moment. I like to call this, and I dedicate this radio show to the great void, the great mystery, and there's a place in our diaphragm that really allows the connection from the lower and upper worlds to happen. So if it feels good, again, take your hand and just make contact with that diaphragm, that sense of strength, power, humility, life force energy. They call it the solar plexus, linking it into the sun. So let's link that part of our bodies into the sun, solar, father energy. And again, a nice deep breath of expansion. Imagine that diaphragm expanding all the way around, front, back, and sides. And with that breath that you send it, notice the flexibility of it, the flexibility of power and strength, the flexibility of our identity and not being too attached to it, but ebbing and flowing as the diaphragm does with the breath. And then bring your awareness up to your heart, slightly over to the left of your chest. And I once heard we have a lower heart and a higher heart, but whatever feels good. Make your hand have contact onto your chest. I know that many of you out there that listen feel very, very deeply and care very, very much. So take a moment to make contact with your heart chakra, thanking it. Thank you for caring so, so much. And let's take a moment to bring that care into ourselves, wherever we're at, emotionally, physically, mentally right now. Witnessing that and allowing that to permeate in the heart is, it is not good, bad, right or wrong. It just is. It's just where you're at. It's the experience you're experiencing now. And bring your awareness up to your throat, that overworked sometimes chakra, if you're like me, overworked chakra of talking and speaking and sharing our truth with the world, speaking our boundaries, negotiating. And bring your hand to the back of your neck. And as you massage the back of your neck, allow any obstruction, any things that have been said or weren't said, let them be honored. Let them be witnessed. Maybe massage away any blocks there. If it feels good, you might need to clear your throat. If it feels good to, you know, tone for a moment and just allow it to open up more and more to speaking your truth. It's also such a sacred place of allowing for connection. You know, we're really here to connect with one another. That's our main, main, main purpose that my guides have shared with me. It's not so much to study or to accomplish or those things are very, very important. Parent, clean, work, entertainment, but really we're here to share with others. So may today, in this moment, we share with each other and allow that to be a deeper connection. And then bring your hand up to your forehead, massage that third eye, and make some contact with it, allowing us to set in the intention that today we see very, very clearly. We see all the realms connected as one. We see what we need to see, and we perceive, you know, I think about the third eye and how it's embedded in our, you know, right in our brain, that gland, pituitary gland that regulates our perception, regulates our view of the world. So a little projector screen right near our eyes connected to it. And you should set the intention and talk to it and allow it to really see clearly who we truly are and where other people truly are coming from. And allow us to see with gratitude all the very simple things, the very complex things. And as we're making contact in our minds, really allowing our left and right frontal, back lobe, all to work together as a team, intuition, intellect. And then last, we'll bring our awareness to the tippy-tippy top of our head, our connection to all that is, to Great Spirit, to Source. It's that connection. Some people during meditation visualize a cord that goes up into the ethers and connects us all that is, Akashic Records. Think that place of knowing that, yes, we're an individual, we're separate, but there is a bigger part of us that's connected to all that is and always will be. And we're just having a moment in time where we feel separate. Perhaps you've been feeling a little lonely. So that core allows us to tap into the source of all that is, reminding us that truly we are not alone. And then to end, let's visualize the body all the way through all those chakras so that, again, each part of us, our survival, our feeling, our sense of identity, our speaking, our intuition, so that they're all working together as a team, as a complete clear being. And let that cord root all the way into the earth, Gaia, Pachamama. And we'll end by just thanking her. Thank you, Great Mother, for all the sustenance and support you give us. Thank you. So I'll go ahead and open up my window now. Let in the fresh air. The sirens have ended, and I feel much better connecting into myself and my body that way. How do you feel, Icky?
Feel good. It's nice to just breathe. It's nice to breathe.
Yeah, right? Boy, that is a gift that can be taken for granted.
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched my father not be able to breathe towards the end of his life, and it was it is something that I don't want to take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how differently I breathe at different times. Like when I go to meditate, check in,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times I'm barely breathing. Even when I wake up, like I noticed this morning, I'm just barely utilizing my lung capacity. I don't know what that is. I think part of it has to do with taking up space and really arriving in the world. Because there's a part of me that is like, what happens if I take up a lot of space? I had a client yesterday who took up she came in, and when she expanded through her breath, she took up, like, she filled up the whole room, and it was really beautiful. I was like, please keep doing that. You're giving me permission to do that, and you're giving everyone else you come in contact permission to just expand like that. It was really beautiful.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I wanted to dedicate this show to the void because I've been doing a lot of tapping on the void. There's this really cool like 3-minute tapping video that has made my day. When I do it, I notice that I'm able to go roll. I've been calling it roll with the punches, though I really don't want to manifest any punches, but it allows me to kind of ebb and flow.
Right.
About like being in the moment, whatever happens, happens. I mean, there's been some huge shifts, and it's not necessarily in my personal life. Like, nothing's really changed other than having a preteen now, a kid that went from being a kid to a preteen. That was pretty huge. But I don't know. Maybe it's my noticing of the world is shifting, but there's been a huge shift since we last talked. Do you concur, or what's your experience with that?
I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it is, I don't know if it's shifting or just being aware of what was actually there, you know? Sometimes we think that we're waiting for this big thing, but I can't even describe it, but I know what you're saying. It's like you look outside, one minute it's sunny and the next minute it's cloudy, and it's kind of like that, and it happens so quickly like that. That if you blink, you might miss it. For me.
Yes. Oh, I like that. It's maybe it's practicing more mindfulness and being in the moment. So now things seem different. But you're right. You know, what really just hit me is when you said we're waiting for something big. And I spent probably 2010 when I first started, I wouldn't say awakening, but really getting into like my next level of self-discovery or work, you know, whatever. Maybe that's when I got into metaphysics. I don't even know. But there was always a part of me that wanted something big, aliens to land, or we're going to have an apocalypse. And I really thought that was going to happen. Then 2012 came and left, and I was like,
I remember.
Okay. I know you were there. I think I met you in 2010. So you were there. And then, and now I'm noticing. I mean, who knows? That could happen, but
I remember your reaction after.
What, 2012? I was pissed. I was like,
yeah, you were like pissed off.
I was like, why was there not an apocalypse? Shoot, part of that was because I didn't. The day-to-day can seem, for me, mundane. And I battle with, not battle with, but I negotiate with, you know, the sense of wanting to, their grand big epic things happening, say our trip to Peru, or, you know, there are times in our life when grand epic things happen. And I might have mentioned this last radio show, but I found out that the majority of us humans come from we're ancestor lineage from two types of people. One is the farmers, and the other that we're descendant from is the hunters. So I am descendant, and mostly, I'm sure everyone has both, but I definitely have the genetic code as of a hunter. Hence, I am most satisfied when adventuring, when, you know, I'm really, really good in the unknown. Like, say, like we were just talking before the show, I've been going to all these concerts, and I went to the Blossom Music Festival, which was huge, and I was able to, like, find my way to VIP parking a mile closer to the venue, and the girl I went with was so impressed. I'm like, it's because I'm a hunter. I know how to survive. But when it comes to the everyday, like, obviously our culture's set up more like a farmer, you know, go to work, 9 to 5, blah, blah. It does not, like, I do negotiate with the struggle of that. Some people call it ADD. I don't know. I just think that there's a part of me that wants epic adventure. I don't think I get a nice balance of it, but I noticed that you like adventures too. So you might be.
I like adventures.
So don't get me wrong. I love planting. I've seen the pictures of your garden, by the way, which are very epic. And I've got, you know, I'm technically farming a little bit.
Well, we're sedentary.
I get pleasure from it.
We're sedentary people. No, we don't think we are, but we are.
Yeah, we are. Can live longer that way. I'm sure if I was like for back in the hard days, I'm sure you didn't live very long.
You might fall off a cliff or get eaten by a bear. Yeah, that could happen. Oops, where's Donna?
She ran away. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, so the void, it's a really beautiful thing. I pulled some cards on it, and it is about, there is a sense of taking action now, a balance of action and a balance of movement. And also when I ask, like, hey, what would be a theme for today, and its priorities? So maybe that's part of the shift. I'm very curious about that. And we'll see if, you know, people call and do readings. And I do the readings. There's usually a theme there, if you've noticed, like, especially if you do a few. Personally in my own life, you know, things have been really good. I had a birthday last month, and it really, you know, I shifted from early mid 30s into late, turned 37. So I've been, wanting to rebirth into what that looks like. And I wrote this little thing in my journal, the guide to your mid to late 30s, with a lot of humor. And it was very therapeutic and very fun, because if you look around, there really isn't like a lot of information on or noticing, especially in media, on what that looks like. I don't know, for me, I'm sure this is probably hard for you to relate to, but it's just been where my focus is at. I'm like, what does that mean? What is my place in the world at this age group? Like, what does it tend to stand for? And I even did a ceremony to ask my ancient ancestors, you know, to remind me of what this time period is, you know, for traditionally in the ancient cultures. Like, what did we bring, you know, what was our wisdom? What was our contribution? What was our focus? That would be the word, our focus.
Mm-hmm. You're in the right time period. I give you that. As much as you may not think you are.
No, I do. I like this time period. I just want to bring back the ancient. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
He was,
that's why you're here.
Like,
that's,
yeah,
why
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
Here.
He was saying that, like, he was doing all this ancestor work, and I was like, oh, that's cool. Tell me about it. And he's like, well, instead of going to, like, the great-great-grandmothers and grandfathers, the work that he's been doing out in California is, like, going back to the time in your ancestor lineage before there was like fracture trauma, or when they were the great wisdom. I don't know if it'd be Atlantis or what, but you know, like the great wisdom keepers. I mean, because I feel like there's so much knowledge that's been lost, and this is the time period to retrieve it for sure.
Oh, yeah. Things have been lost, definitely. And you can see that just evidence here in our own time how man has destroyed ancient cultures now. So you can just imagine how it was back then.
I mean, that's all we can. So Shay and I and my mom went to High Banks, and we were going to visit the two mounds and then go effigy too, which I didn't realize. And so I went into the nature center, and they had, you know, the artifacts they found out there. And they literally say, we have no idea. They disappeared. We have no idea what their houses look like. We don't know what this effigy was for. And it's like, those people knew what's – and they disappeared, which is the craziest part, and is like they disappeared. And there might be more information than we know, Iggy, because I had that experience with the serpent mound, which I've talked about before, where me and my friends heard a gigantic species. And then I saw an article not too long ago from a reputable source that they found gigantic skeletons near the serpent mound, yet it's hidden. They don't want us to know about it. And I'm like, why would you hide that?
Well, have you ever heard of the Celestine prophecies?
I have, but I didn't read them.
It's a book. It's a book. Well, the Celestine Prophecy talks about what happens to cultures that they just kind of disappear, and then no one knows where they went. And it's like a map where you can find it and how to get to them and how to find them. It's actually what they're saying, in the gist of the Celestine Prophecies talks about is seeing the world in a different way. Like, these people still are here. We just don't see them because they're not at the same vibrational level with us. They've vibrated into another existence. So we could be walking right past them, through them, upon them, you know, and they just – and so I find that really interesting. You talked about the big giants. And, in Peru they have big giants too. They've talked about that. They even have the people of Paracas, the Paracas Islands, which are the big alien-headed people.
Whoa.
And then the culture of the people in the region is actually
–
yeah, extended heads. Then they started to wrap their heads in their skulls, so their head skulls would grow outwards to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that about Superman I've heard before, too. The big people.
They exist. I mean, I would believe they exist even without proof, but I mean, we literally heard one crunching through the – and probably, gosh, what you're saying makes so much sense about the different dimensions is that, you know, the Superman has – vortex there where I think the dimensions collide, and so that would make sense that we were able to perceive it there. Wow, that's crazy cool. And you know what's really, really weird is earlier, so I've been hanging out with my daughter all this week because school's out, and when we were on the High Brinks Trail, Shay just brought it up. She goes, you know, there's lots of cases of people disappearing. People just disappearing right in front of you. Like, they start to get see-through and disappear. And I thought, what a random – it's so weird that we're talking about this and that she
– Did she bring it up?
She mentioned it. She just brought – yeah. Well, what happened was we ran into a little – there's a little graveyard at High Banks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what made her think of – I mean, we were right by that effigy too, so she could have been contacting – you know, ancient knowledge and just be, or like, you know, came into her awareness. She doesn't usually talk about stuff like that. I mean, every now and again but her thing this week, and it happened twice, was that we'd be driving somewhere and she'd go, there is bad energy in the car in front of us. And she's very sensitive and can see, she visually sees energy and she sees the other realm. She really does. So I put up a shield. And she was quite impressed. I mean, at first she's like, what are you doing? And I put my hands out and I just, you know, did nothing, visualized the shield. And she goes, wow, impressive, Mom. It's even white, one of the highest vibrational colors.
That's awesome.
And then it happened again yesterday. And I envisioned, we've been watching Minecraft videos, so I was going, choo, 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 and visualizing like these squares of color going towards the bad energy car. And she goes, do you know what's coming out of your hands right now? And I was like, Minecraft squares. She goes, no, it's fire. I see fire coming out. I'm like, dang, what a cool gift. She definitely got a cool gift. I hope she gets to, well, she is utilizing it, but.
Yeah.
And then we went on to joke about why is there no school of Hogwarts? I said, how come me and a lot of people can have the in you and have all these gifts and we're able to do stuff, but there's no like recognition for the seers and the healers, really. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm laughing about that.
For years, I wanted to start a school. You know, for, I don't want to call them. I guess gifted kids. I guess you call them that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been several of us talked about that where we wanted to do something where, you know, kids don't feel alienated or strange or weird. So we wanted to do something like that. And never, we really haven't done it yet, but we've been talking about it a lot lately. It's kind of funny your daughter brought that up. She's really gifted. She's really connected.
She is.
Hope she stays that way.
And you know, it's a blessing. I don't want to say a curse, but the girl, I mean, and I know from my experience, I don't know if you've experienced this, but when you have gifts, there's an anxiety around it because there isn't a support around it. You know, like my mom's a scientist and she just kind of brushes it off. And I'm like, you don't understand. I have people coming to me that have been going to doctors and they feel better afterwards just because I didn't go to 8 years of school. Oh, I did my schooling, Mom. But she knows, she just kind of brushes it off. I mean, she just doesn't know how to acknowledge it. It's frustrating, but, at the same time, the anxiety that comes, with having these gifts. I mean, her whole entire, every finger tip she has been chewed. She just, because she sees so much and knows so much, she showed me the other day, she goes, I have so much anxiety. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, baby. I know school would be helpful then, for sure. School would be helpful for that.
And, you know, with all the people that we know and all the associations we have, I mean, there's no reason we couldn't do it. You know, the next generation has to improve upon, you know, this generation, because this generation is kind of, we're 1 foot in, 1 foot out type. You know, here's a good example. You know, remember when Clarissa, she posted that thing about the little girl who wrote that song, the neon song?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, she's like, what, six? And I sat there and I'm going, I remember when I was six and I wanted to do that. And somebody told me no, that I wasn't good enough. And I totally believed that. And I totally accepted that I wasn't good enough. And you know what? That shut me down. And that set a pattern for me to live a life in a certain way without even knowing. But here I am. I'm 49 now. I watched that video. And I said, wow, I remember wanting to do that. So what I did, I went and wrote a song about all my friends, everybody I know, everybody I love. And that's the song you heard the other day. The one I finished up yesterday. And that was inspired. I was inspired by that little kid, by this little girl. You know, I can't say I'm the best writer or singer, but you know, it's not about that. It's about actually doing it and embracing it and enjoying it. That's why I wrote that song, because I felt so much love and joy about the people who were around me that I wanted to share it in a song.
Oh, I loved it. It made my more. I actually listened to it this morning. And you're right, the new generation, or I like that, the new generation that can fully immerse it, embrace it. We might have 1 foot in, 1 foot out, but we're able to see, you know, you're going to be able to tell your grandchildren that have, you know, probably have the gifts, that, you know, the ancestral lineage, you're going to say, oh, I support that. Yep, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be the
Those
way
little
I do
buggers.
With my daughter. I mean, I encourage it all.
My grandkids, they crack me up. They pick up the cell phone. They act like they know how to use it. I'm like, okay, you know. And then and they watch the videos on there and just like, that's cool, that's funny. And they laugh. And I'm thinking, oh my god, these kids are connected somehow. My nephew's the same way. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and I know. I feel like both of us. Still, and probably a lot of people in our, you know, where we're at. God, I want to take that other foot out so bad.
So why don't we do it?
Why don't we do? I know what's stopping. You know how many times I have heard in the last 2 months the story about the, I think it might be in India, maybe Africa, but I think India, where they chain the baby elephant, the elephant grows up.
Yes.
It could easily push that, you know, break that chain, or they take the chain mm-hmm. off and the elephant won't move from the tree. And Spirit has been pounding that story. I mean, I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I don't understand. Like, I am doing it. I think it's more of a message of, you know, keep your mind open. This void thing is real. This vibrational shift, I believe one of the clues, so now I want to read the Celestine Prophecy for sure, of shifting into that next vibration is lack of judgment. Lack of judgment on ourselves and others. That's why I always say that word curious or witness rather than how's your breathing? Is it bad right now? Let's fix it and make it good. It's like, no, it is what it is. And when we can reach a place to where, like a small kid does, you know, like your grandchildren, they don't go, oh, that was bad. You know what I mean? They just
right.
see it and they're like, oh, I get a delight from that. Or, oh, that didn't feel good for me. Wah. return. That's what, you know, one of my favorite ascended masters, Jesus said. He was like, return like a child and you will find the kingdom of heaven. I bet the kingdom of heaven is these other vibrations for sure. It's difficult with the level of trauma to think about moving that way, but I believe it's possible to allow. And, you know, I had a little incident happen yesterday. It was funny because I was at the gym. I did my workout class, and I ran into a girlfriend, and she said she'd been having a hard time because she posted something on Facebook, and then people were judging her. And she goes, I know I shouldn't feel bad about, you know, how they're coming down on me, but I do. And I wanted to correct her off of that's my place and say no should's just adding to the shame, but when I said something she goes, I'm hurting. She just wanted to be acknowledged, like it hurt. And I posted something yesterday about, you know, my second vacation day with Shay and how I went into the allowing. I was like, man, I started out with Shay when I was a kid. My parents made me figure it out on summer vacation. I had to play and make friends and ride my bike. Like, they weren't entertaining me. And then, you know, I say this in the back of my mind. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me, Dawn? You sound like your parents and things are different. So then finally I was like, what do you want to do, Shay? Let's go jump on a trampoline. Let's ride bikes. And so then someone else commented like, ouch, that's going to hurt you the next day. And so I just playfully put a comment saying, you know what, I'm actually extremely, like, you know, I move all the time. Being a hunter, I'm moving and playing and I'm really physically fit. She has more sedentary. She gets a little – anyways, I said I could probably outlast her. And a woman commented something like, watch what you say. You're her mother. And I read it right before I went to bed last night, and I was like, holy crap. So it was nice I had that. Kind of because I believe, like the Don Miguel Ríos, that a lot of things in our life are mirrors for us, maybe everything, but a lot of things. And so, you know, the fact that my friend had said that earlier, I didn't feel alone in it. I was like, okay, this is a thing. And I thought, how dare she judge me? Parent shame is the worst. And then I thought, well, you know what? This isn't about me. Obviously, she has some thought process. It doesn't have to do anything about me. But I went through a whole thing with that. And I wanted to just mention it and put it out there and recycle it into the earth because it did. It did hurt. And I had to feel the hurt. And then, you know, my higher self goes, well, you know what? That's really none of her biz. Like, it just is what it is.
Yeah, it's none of her business. But people are so hurt, you know. They hold hurts so much. That was painful even for her to read.
It was.
That you were having a good time with your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's, I don't know why people don't connect sometimes with family members and why they don't connect, you know, with, you know, certain situations. Might have been a traumatic moment for her.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you always have to be the parent, right?
That
oh my God.
Part of me that wanted to whip back and go, don't judge me. every parent does things different. Me and my daughter are fine. Like, I'm breaking generations of trauma and disconnect because part I can answer part of that question for me, which is part of the reason why I see my parents couldn't connect with me. Like, when I look back at my own mother, who we now have a beautiful, healed relationship, but back in the day, she could barely be around me because I represented to her wounded parts at each age. So, like, when I was 10, you know, like, whatever wounding, and she was extremely wounded. Like, you know, that wound was like a mirror just reflecting in her face. And I know this, and I can look back and see it, and I can also see it with my own daughter. Like, oh, I remember how hard it was when hormones kicked in and routine. But instead of running or escaping, which is part of me wants to, is like, that's really intense to relive this through you. Parent situation, I'm sure. But I just arrive anyways. I go, oh, this might be a little uncomfortable watching you have a preteen hormonal fit, but I'm going to parent and stick around for it. So,
yeah.
Oh, it's so weird.
Everybody parents different. You know, that's the thing. There's no set pattern. You just try to teach them the best you can with the tools that you've learned. I think you're doing a fantastic job. From my point of view, from my perspective, you know.
Well, it was a really beautiful moment when my mom told me, she said, you are the most amazing mother I've ever seen. And there's not one parent out there, sure, that doesn't beat them. I mean, I know I beat my own self up because I am a perfectionist. I want to be perfect in all I do. And that's why I named my first workshop the Authentic Goddess rather than the Happy or the Perfect or the Good Goddess. So I was like, no, I just need to be the real one.
That's awesome.
I've been talking to this to a friend of mine, a new friend of mine, Stephanie Rawlings, who I met at some of Frank Tennyson's meditations and workshops. And we're going to get together and work on possibly doing a fall retreat, which is my dream.
Oh,
keep
nice.
Everyone posted. I know.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you want to take a quick break real fast and then come right back?
Well, let's do it.
So you can gather your thoughts there. Let's go to a break.
Okay.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Hello. We're back.
Yes, we are. The Gypsy Wagon Hour.
The Gypsy Wagon Hour. This is the year of my Gypsy Wagon. Is there any callers for a reading? I've got my cards out.
No, we don't have any callers today, which is kind of funny. People have been popping in and out.
Oh, have they? It's a really beautiful, crisp, amazing day. Like, I don't blame people for wanting to go out into the void and get some fresh. I mean, the air is just, I woke up and I was like, what is this crispness? I love it.
It almost felt like, not fall, but mountain weather, like a mountain or ocean breeze.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go to the mountain. I'm going to the mountains in August to I think it's like Connecticut. It's past New York, and I think the very end of Connecticut, was a wild women retreat. And I bought a ticket to it, and then I was like, why did you buy that? And I was going to sell it. And then I was in Dublin, of all places, Dublin, Ohio, and my friend took me up there, and there was a bunch of girls like, I can't wait to go to the Wild Women Retreat. And I was like, wait, excuse me, what did you say? And they're like, the Wild Women Retreat. And I said, I think I bought a ticket to this thing. Is this the same? And they're like, oh, my God, how did you hear? I just randomly saw it on Facebook, and I was like, I had scheduled Shay all of her summer camps, and I went, I want a summer camp, too.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I spend 5 days up there in the mountains, and we do ceremony, and they cook food. I'm going to camp, just lay on the ground in the mountains and breathe in the crispest air.
Nice.
I know.
Just chill out and relax.
Yes, yes. Get my relaxation on. I'm going to do that today, too. Go into work till later, so I'm just going to relax this afternoon. Maybe go into nature, and I'm going up to Yellow Springs on Friday to.
Nice.
I'm gonna plug the Urban Gypsy up there. It's a cute little shop. The owner's name is Kennedy. She does candle magic and has an amazing array of candles. And yeah, I'm gonna do readings there this Friday and then Friday the 17th in Yellow Springs. So if you're not in Columbus and you wanted a reading in person, near like the Dayton. Springfield area. Have you been up there, Iggy, to Yellow Springs?
Yeah, I've been there. I haven't been there this year. I like to go again. It's really pretty. It's really nice.
If you're free or you and any of your friends are free Friday, come on up. I'm going to do some hiking too, maybe get some food.
What time?
I'm doing the readings from 3 to 6, so I thought I'd go up there maybe about a little earlier just to enjoy the day there because, I mean, gosh, And they sometimes have little drum circles outside the coffee shop, the Spirited Goat. A lot of times I went past there just impromptu drumming, and they have kava there. You can get a kava or a coffee drum, and then walk a little ways, and there's the trail with the spring. You can get your own water straight from the spring, and then I go over to the boutiques and shop. I mean, it's like the coolest town.
It sounds like you're going to get me. I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Well, I wanted to offer it because I know you wrote that song. So I was like, I got to Iggy, got to come up to Yellow Springs. I mean, it's like leaving Ohio to me. When I go there, I don't feel like I'm in Ohio anymore. But yet it's a 45-minute drive. So it's so amazing to be able to leave.
I've never hiked there.
What's that?
I've never hiked there. I need to hike there.
Yes, and the hike to the spring is so short. I mean, it's not, they have lots of trails, but to get to the spring, you don't have to like set your, you know, like, oh, I got to go half a day. And there's waterfalls and lots of fairies and elves. It's a magical trail.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Yeah, so I pretty much talked about everything that I could think of. What I could do for the callers to end is just a general reading for everyone because I do have my cards out and I would like to do a reading.
Okay.
I always get a nice buzz after I do reading. I'm like, oh, being tapped into the crown chakra. All right, so we set the intention for the highest, most benevolent, honest, authentic, real, helpful messages to be inspired. Okay, some cards fell out, so those obviously want to come up. I keep getting this over and over, so this is definitely important. And it is clear and shield your energy. So there's been a positive change. That's the first thing that comes up is that positive changes are on. If you haven't been sensing them, guys, they're on their way. They're coming in. There's still some clearing to do. I simply cleared like out my kitchen the other day, and it felt like I had 2 hours at the spa. I mean, it's just if there's any spring cleaning left to do before you go into summer, you can physically do that. And then clear and shield. I'm hearing in particular for a lot of people that might be listening, your home, because that's your safe place. So if you need to, you know, sage or crystal grid, simply burn, you know, make an intention, a little altar in your house, something to really be firm about keeping your energy clear. And I hear that it has to do with some universal, or there's always collective, you know, traumas and stuff on the news. There's always something happening, but it's starting to get into people's system in a way it hasn't before. So clear and shield your energy. Different ways to shield your energy. And I'm hearing the most traditional, which is, you know, really surrounding yourself with light, purples, blues, yellows, white, as well as perhaps having a talisman. We were talking earlier in the show about how little kids, you know, they're so innocent and fresh. And if you return like a child, you know, find your way to bliss. And children often have teddy bears or something, a lovey, right, that makes them feel safe. And so what my guides are showing me is a talisman, something of yours, that something that you can carry with you, that, and you set the intention that it really does keep a boundary between your energy and other people, but still allows connection. Part of the reason for this is because we really entered a new vibration of the law of attraction. I mean, Iggy mentioned it earlier in the show, we are way more powerful than we even know. And I'm sure you guys have noticed that, you know, you say something and it happens just so much faster. For example, earlier in the show, I told you about yesterday, my friend saying, someone commented on my Facebook, it hurt my feelings. And it literally happened to me, you know, about 3 or 4 hours later. So watch what you're saying. It doesn't mean don't be inauthentic, but do note, you know, what you're wishing for. Perhaps if you say something out loud, change your vocabulary. For example, when I said at the very beginning of the show, I'm rolling with the punches, you know, that has a great intention to say, hey, I'm going with the flow. But going, once you say it, it doesn't feel right. Obviously, I don't want to manifest punches. And at this point, we can very fast. What you can say is cancel, clear, delete. And I kind of do a little wipe in there. Cancel, clear, delete that. Nope. We don't want punches. We want, you know, to go with the flow, to be in the void. There's definitely a message about healing around our heart, forgiveness, playfulness, really a return to innocence. And I remember channel writing not too long ago and hearing this return to innocence, but really stepping into that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some alchemy happening. Work in your magic. And there's also a lot of sacred geometry in this reading. So whatever that means for the people listening, check into that. I'm a big fan of the star tetrahedron. So yeah, follow your heart. Clear, play, and know that positive change is coming in. Watch what you say. And definitely spend more time meditating, holding your heart, because our hearts are doing a major shift right now. And so that would be it. That would be the reading for this month.
That's awesome.
The month of June. Yeah, I like it. I like it. There's no bleh in there. I wonder what my talisman's going to be. I'd like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
What's your talisman going to be?
What is your talisman? Very good. It's always fun to be on the radio with you.
I enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it. It's like going to get coffee.
Yeah. I know we usually
we'll
do it the first month. That's probably why everybody's a thrown off a little bit about the date, but that's other than that.
Right. Yeah, sorry, guys. I really was not present
or not
prepared the first week.
I could tell. You were happy doing other stuff.
I was. I was in the concert mode.
That's right. You got to do where you got to be where you got to be. And I get that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, why don't we close out with the song that I wrote and call it a day?
I love it.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
All right.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Iggy.
All right. You're welcome. Have a great day, everybody.
In life, you need certain people to touch your heart. And these people are just like you. Just trying to find a way.
Gonna be true. It's always more fun when you do it with people.